Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 23rd day of March 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have James Corbett joining us from Japan. You know, he's been a frequent guest on this broadcast. He is a news journalist and researcher with his own TV program. Also, Aaron Dykes will be joining us in studio in the last 30 minutes because we did successfully dig up that 2008 interview I did almost 4 years ago with the director of HARP. And the thing is a complete whitewash. And I had remembered the Army, the Air Force colonel coming on and cutting him off, but he did that in a break, and they cut the interview short. Then I come back from break and say, well, they cut the interview short and basically didn't allow it to continue. But I'm going to try to get that current director of HARP, our research shows he's still the director, back on yet again. Because Aaron, after refinding the audio yesterday of the 35-minute interview, reposted it on Infowars.com and did some research on the interview with the guy denying things on the broadcast that he had admitted to in other interviews or that the Pentagon had admitted to previously. So we're going to be looking at HARP in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today. So that is all coming up. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to get into the unraveling coalition of the willing with the whole Libya situation. Also, video has surfaced of then-Senator, now Vice President Joe Biden, involved in a town hall meeting and then subsequently on MSNBC with slimeball Chris Matthews, talking about impeaching a president if they unilaterally launch military attacks on countries that hadn't attacked us first, and that it was unconstitutional. Now Obama has gone even further than Bush, because Bush did get a resolution of force from the Congress. It was not a declaration of war. It was still unconstitutional. But comparatively, and you know I was a big enemy and of those preemptive illegal genocidal wars, I was a big person for peace. But at the same time, what Obama has done has gone even further, because in less than 48 hours after the UN resolution, he didn't even consult Congress. He didn't try to get a resolution, nothing. He launched those operations from the cruise missiles off of the missile cruiser ships, from the aircraft F-15s, E, and others flying around. And a lot of people, a lot of conservatives and liberals across that controlled political spectrum are pointing out that it was unconstitutional because he didn't get any type of congressional approval. Congress passes the laws, orders the wars, the president executes it as the executive. But the Congress represents we the people, the shareholders of the republic. We then, through our elected representatives, give orders to the CEO, if you want to use a business analogy, to execute the policies of the board of directors, i.e. the Congress and we the people. But more and more, it is this unelected United Nations itself, created by the family that pushes globalism like no other, the Rockefellers, that literally funded and financed the starting of it at the Presidio base there in San Francisco, and then subsequently gave them the land to build the main headquarters in New York City. That is all coming up now. But the biggest news is the radiation cover-up. We're now getting a very clear picture of just how big this cover-up is. Here's the headline out of Japan. RT is also reporting it. The Japanese news confirms this. Radiation levels at Fukushima exceed 1,600 times safe levels.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks,
why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the international communist movement is not dead, as we've been told by the mass media? They just feigned weakness back in 1989, sent Gorbachev to America to continue his communist activities through infiltration in the United States of America. We'd like to help you understand all of these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by. These events are all happening right before our eyes. You need to know Bible prophecy and how it's going to affect you and yours.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Sydney Morning Herald and Fox News, as well as many Japanese newspapers, are reporting that they have had to evacuate the Fukushima 6 reactor disaster site area because of smoke. Now, that's code word for highly radioactive isotopes, uranium, plutonium, tritium, strontium, cesium, radioactive iodine pouring out of the maws, the gaping wounds where four of the reactors, as you know, have blown sky high and had subsequent fires. On screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we do have the Sydney Morning Herald up there. Evacuation at Fukushima plant after smoke seen at reactor. They've confirmed that the reactors are, multiple reactors are boiling and off-gassing extremely radioactive gas directly into the atmosphere and then blowing towards the United States. It was confirmed yesterday in Iceland, multiple radioactive isotopes that have traveled more than 10,000 miles from Japan on its northeast coast over North America, over the Atlantic to Iceland, set to be arriving in England any time now, and then the next day over Europe, and then back over the Middle East, Central Asia, East Asia, and back over Japan. So many forecasters estimate that within another week, the radioactive gas, different variants of different isotopes, will have gone all the way around the world. So we're going to be breaking that down. But French news agency also reporting smoke at Japan reactor forces evacuation. Workers were evacuated from part of a stricken nuclear power station in Japan today after dark smoke. That's not steam. That dark smoke means filled with the nasty ingredients that are down in those reactors. Those are the live reactors with the non-spent fuel rods, including one reactor that's plutonium-based. Doesn't get any nastier than that. And remember, plutonium and uranium are very heavy. Most of the stuff that's been coming over here is radioactive gases, radiation attached to what they call noble gases that rise. And so they go up into the upper atmosphere and are blown here. We are getting the lighter stuff. In fact, I wanted to do an illustration. In fact, will you guys get me a glass of water? I'm going to have to pour it on the table in the next segment for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You see, we're now into how many days since this happened Friday before last? How many days is it? We're talking about 12 days now. 12 days. Yeah, 12 days since this happened. And so you've got radiation pouring out of these heavily damaged four reactors. They say they stabilized the other two, though they've had some fires there as well. Who knows if what we're being told is true? Counterpunch has a big radiological expert with an article yesterday breaking down that all they've got is one radiation meter a few miles away, and they're just getting basic readings, which show that they're 1,600 times safe levels. But imagine what else is blowing out to sea, and that it takes very specialized devices to not just pick up radiation, that's easy, but to pick up exactly what is being off-gassed. And so now they're reporting the soils as far away as 20 miles from Fukushima are 1,600 times higher than normal levels of radiation. They're putting off 1,600 times more radiation than is considered normal. If you walk up to a rock and you point a Geiger counter at it, you know, it's supposed to be, you're putting off a certain amount of sieverts. It's putting off 1,600 times. That's now all over the Japanese press, all over the Russian press, all over the European press, not in U.S. press, because they just want to tell us out of sight, out of mind. We have a government that detonated more nuclear weapons above ground and atomic weapons than all other countries combined. And they just told us it's healthy. And they trot out Ann Coulter to say radiation is good for you. Why doesn't she then move into the reactor core? If it's so good, why do you think the people running the nuclear power plant in Japan, have broken down and cried last Friday saying this is going to kill people? This is lethal dose of radiation. The brave people going in are going to die from this. May take a week, may take a month. It's going to kill them. But who cares what the nuclear physicist says, who's broken his silence and is the plant director? Let's not listen to a nuclear power plant manager. Let's listen to Ann Coulter, who tells us that radiation is good for us. Well, yeah, a little sunlight's good for you. That's a form of radiation. Ultraviolet radiation, not this type of radiation, not even in the same family. But here's the issue. If I had a glass of water here and I poured out a little bit on my table, it wouldn't be much. Then if I poured out a whole glass, it'd be more. Then if I put a fire hose in here, in fact, guys, I'll do this right now on air. Give me a document cam shot right here. 12 days, and we'll have to get some napkins, obviously. We are 12 days into this situation, and there is an entire cornucopia of nasty different types of radiation. You've got the 600,000 spent fuel rods on fire, blown in all directions, huge explosions, ongoing fires. They've had to evacuate again because of smoke. And then they go on to admit radioactive black smoke. This isn't steam, meaning just boiling water. This is so filled with nasty meltdown from live, high-powered, live fuel rods that the workers who are already saying they're willing to die are pulling back. And they're reporting 1,600 times safe levels of radiation And our Western news media here in the United States is telling us everything is wonderful. So, smoke at Japan reactor forces evacuation. Workers were evacuating from part of the stricken nuclear power station in Japan on Wednesday after dark smoke was seen rising from one of the reactors, the plant operator said. The workers were pulled out of the control room of reactor number 3, said official from Tokyo Power Company, told reporters, adding that the source of the smoke was unknown. Though they admitted back last Saturday, 11 days ago, Saturday before last, that they'd had partial meltdowns at least 2. Now it's at 4. And they go on to talk about the increased radiation levels. They go on to say that that we do have abnormal levels of radiation. That's a nice way to spin it. Here's the RT headline from Japan. Smoke forces evacuation at Fukushima reactor. Here is another RT headline. Radiation at Fukushima exceeds norm by 1,600 times. That's from the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, who normally is a big whitewasher, basically financed by the nuclear power industry worldwide. Work has resumed at the Fukushima power plant after it was interrupted for the second time in 24 hours. Restoration work has been underway at the facility to deal with damage caused by the tsunami. You mean the giant explosions? Fox News continues to show pre-tsunami, pre-explosion meltdown footage of totally intact facility. Now, let me explain why they have 1,600 times safe levels of radiation for at least 20 miles around, and some levels even higher in the soil. Because for 12 days, it's been off-gassing every form of radioactive isotope I've ever read about. I mean, it's a laundry list. And so you get the first leak 12 days ago. Well, give me a document cam shot, please. You get the first leak, a little bit. That starts blowing across the Pacific towards the United States over here. This keyboard's the United States. It's North America. So a little bit goes over there. And then you get the Saturday blow up, and that's a lot more. And then you get the Monday blow up of the Mark I plutonium reactor, and that'd be about 50 cups of water. But obviously I can't do that and wreck my studio. And then more fires and more explosions. It just keeps going, ah, la, 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 la. And it's all going over here, across the world. And our media is telling us everything's fine. And they're still saying that there's a greater risk from ever of total meltdown of these reactors that will be bigger than Chernobyl at each event. And they admit that Chernobyl circled the Earth in about 14 days and hit the United States and increased cancer rates. But so what? Let's just have Ann Coulter come out and tell us everything's fine. Even though the federal government's now having to admit, well, these increased radiation levels might actually hurt children in the U.S. a little because they've got faster growing cells. And radiation, depending on the estimate, is more than 10 times more destructive towards young creatures, whether they be insects or mammals. It doesn't matter because they're developing more quickly. There you have it. See, this is where it all starts in Japan. So why is it 1,600 times stronger in a 20-mile circumference, according to the IAEA, around Fukushima? Because it continues to off-gas, and so you get 50 times, 100 times, 200 times, 500 times, 1,000 times, 600, 1,600 times as it continues to build up in the soil. So when they tell you, oh, there's just a little bit of background radiation hitting North America, it's a continued wave, though. You get some one day, more the next day, more after that, more. So at any one time, they can say at first, oh, it's only 25 times, a day after Fukushima, what it should be. Oh, it's only 50. Oh, it's only 100. Oh, it's only 200. Oh, it's only 400. It's only 5,000, 1,600. Because it just keeps piling up, bioaccumulating. And it's going into the ocean, where we get our fish from. Most of the fish we get here in the United States comes out of the Pacific. It's the dominant area. Then the Atlantic, then the Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico. The point is, you're not going to see fish testing. You're not going to see people being warned. This stuff builds up. You've got a lifetime average dose of radiation. But the cell phones and the naked body scanners and the nuclear test and the nuclear plants, they had one last week up in Canada, release a bunch of radioactive isotopes into the lake, and they said, oh, it's only 3 or 4 times safe levels. It's fine. It'll be diluted by the water. Not true. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. It builds up. and they're just pouring gallons more onto the table.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules in earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will.
I think Bob Dylan's saying it better than I can.
A man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon.
Yeah, a man thinks that he owns the earth, so he can do with it as he pleases. Big environmental groups have all been promoting nuclear power over petroleum-based systems. I'm not saying petroleum's perfect, but it's nothing compared to the dangers of radiation. And I was cleaning up the mess I'd made here by pouring a little bit of water on the table, a little more, signifying radiation and how it's going across the Pacific and now already reaching Iceland, soon to reach Europe, and that it continues to build up. And Jaron made the point. He said, well, why even clean it up? You know, if this water symbolizes radioactivity, many of these isotopes last billions of years. So it isn't like water that you can just clean up. It's something that doesn't go away. Another analogy would be the first day, one piece of paper, if it signified radiation, was released in Japan. Then the next day, 1,000 pieces of paper. Then the next day, 1,000,000 pieces of paper. Pretty soon, it's a big stack of paper. And it just continues to pile up in the soil until it is now over. Last night, they said 1,600 times. Now they're saying even higher than that, and it's going to be there for the rest of our lifetimes and beyond, many of these different radioactive isotopes. So that's the point, is that it adds more of this to our environment. But our government knows that it's invisible, just like what did they do with Core Exit? Many times more toxic than the oil itself, the crude oil. So they sprayed millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of gallons of Core Exit on top of the oil slick so that it wouldn't be visible and it would go to the bottom where it could do even more damage. Out of sight, out of mind. See, they couldn't easily hide the oil. They can hide this because it's invisible. And they can lie to you and say, well, the background radiation is only up a little bit in the United States of different, Geiger counter readings, but those Geiger counters don't specifically pick up on what isotopes are hitting or the fact that it's then going to continue to land here for as long as these reactors burn and explode and build up in the soil, in the water, and in our bodies, in the fish we eat, in the beef we eat, in the poultry, in the pork, in the vegetables, in the grains. It bioaccumulates in the soil. It's sucked up by the plants that are then fed to the animals that we eat. And that's why this is so dangerous. So they're having to evacuate the plant again because of more black smoke, radioactive smoke coming out. And the media's answer is to trot out people like Ann Coulter to tell us that radiation is actually good for us. And here is the headline. In fact, we're going to come back from break and play this Russia Today news piece. Radiation level at Fukushima exceeds norm by 1,600 times. And it goes on to report that Fukushima workers managed to connect the first and the fourth reactors of the plant to external power source. That's great news. To help restore the cooling system at the units. Five of the six units of Fukushima plant have been connected to emergency diesel generators, Kyoto News reported. However, the electricity supply to the problematic third unit has yet to be switched back on, the unit that blew up. I mean, do you think even if they connect it, the machinery is going to be working with that mushroom cloud explosion you saw? And the photos of it completely shattered a black hulk of metal steel girders sticking out where concrete once reinforced it. David Lindorf, investigative journalist and founding editor of the newspaper, This Can't Be Happening, explains why it is impossible to prevent such disasters with all the work that's going on in development of peaceful nuclear energy. I hear people say that it's possible to design these days a safe nuclear plant that has all passive cooling systems like Light Pebble, so that if a power fails, you still can keep the plant from going into a meltdown phase. And maybe that's true, but you have to take all the existing plants and shut them down. They are not salvageable. And they go on to report on the IAEA announcement of 1,600 times. The International Atomic Energy Agency announced yesterday, as I said earlier, it's now gone up even more, that the level of radiation 20 kilometers, now they're saying over 20 miles, from the Fukushima facility exceeds the norm by 1,600 times. And I remember Dr. Bowman saying it would, to really be dangerous, it would have to be 1,000 times. Well, that's what's going on here. And the food and water supplies have now become contaminated. We'll continue with the latest on the reactor meltdown cover-up and the radiation levels then.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radiation in the water, fire in the sky. I want to get into the huge new developments on the Libya front. But first, I had to finish up, need to finish up with the latest radiation fallout information and the attempt by the media to distract us with the war, what's happening with Obama's ill reception by the population of South America. He's cutting his trip short. The media also trying to distract us with the NCAA garbage. Homeland Security has come out and put out alerts warning everyone to look for terrorists at the NCAA, the federal government basically taking over society in the name of safety. Also, an incredible announcement yesterday via CNBC by the Dallas head of the Federal Reserve saying that the U.S. is approaching insolvency and that the fix is to be painful. The fix is to give the bankers everything and capitulate totally like a third world nation so they can rob us even more. So we're going to be breaking that down. Also, a big report put out by Glenn Beck yesterday that is important. The left's economic terrorism playbook coalition destroy U.S. capitalism and redistribute wealth. This by one of the big union heads. But there's a twist to this. Remember the economic terrorism engaged in by the Federal Reserve in October of 2008 when they said, give us trillions of dollars or we will destroy the economy. And I want to warn the globalist-controlled unions that if they are successful in trying to crash the stock market coming up in June, that the globalists will then blame all of the oncoming depression on you. So you're stumbling directly into complete and total Patsyville with that. So we're going to be going over that as well today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I do want to add first-time callers. I forgot to add that proviso. I want to give first-time callers every few weeks a chance. So it'll be first-time callers today on the broadcast, 800-259-9231. To finish up with the latest information on the reactor, here is the Russia Today piece on the 1,600 times normal levels of radiation in the ground and water supply of Japan out to 20 kilometers or more from the Fukushima disaster site, where they've had to evacuate again because of radioactive smoke belching out of one of the reactors in the ongoing crisis. Here it is.
To Japan now, and reports suggest workers have restored electricity to five of the six reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant. It comes as Japan has resumed its efforts to solve the atomic crisis following unexplained emissions of smoke. RT's Igor Agoronov is following events.
The focus has shifted onto the impact of the radiation, which has already been released. The authorities are saying that in some of the areas around the plant, the radiation levels are 1,600 times higher than they should be normally. Villagers in nearby settlements have been told not to drink their tap water because it contains possible radioactive elements. Instead, they're being given bottled water. There's also suspicion that some of the marine life around the plant on the coast has been poisoned as well, and that may pose some sort of risk to the fisheries. We've also had scares over the weekend and afterwards that some of the agricultural produce from that area may be contaminated as well. Now, the authorities are saying that the levels are safe, but of course there's still a level of anxiety amongst the Japanese people and even people further abroad as to the possible risks of radiation. Of course, there is still the impact of the earthquake and the tsunami which has recently struck Japan. The police are saying that 9,000 people have been confirmed as dead, more than 12,000 as missing. 300,000 or more than that remain homeless. And of course, the number of the confirmed dead is likely to grow over the next few weeks.
Okay.
Well, the nuclear crisis.
And the rest of that video is linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or you can simply go to RT's website, rt.com, and find all of that information. And Japanese papers, I don't just go with one source. They are also confirming 1,600 times or higher. Now, you notice that Ann Coulter has not taken up our offer. We have called the speaking bureau that books her, and they have basically hung up on us. They've hung up on our listeners who have called. We linked to it in an article with the headline, Infowars.com is offering to send Ann Coulter to Fukushima, and I think she should go to the nearby towns and drink the water directly out of the tap. She should eat the food, and she should ask to visit the reactor and help, even though the U.S. military's pulled out 11 days ago and refused to help, and is talking about a mandatory evacuation of U.S. military personnel and U.S. government workers. They must be crazy, because Ann Coulter says that there's no radiation problem. 1,600 times and growing as it continues to belch radiation all over that area of Japan, and then most of it going out to sea towards the West Coast. And we're waiting. We've called the Speaker's Bureau that books her, and they get very upset that we even are talking about getting her to travel there and that we shouldn't be joking around about radiation. Well, we're not the ones joking around about it. Ann can be a big hero. And she needs to get on down to Fukushima, and she can maybe move into one of these shattered reactors that's smoking, and because she said she won't get cancer. I mean, if you get radiation, she said the people getting this radiation, we're not going to get cancer now. So please, but please go to Japan and drink the water and maybe go fishing right off the coast there where hundreds of thousands of fuel rods were ejected out into the ocean. It's just a few dozen yards away from the water, and you saw them ejected in all directions, stored on top. I mean, but now I see why the plant owners, Tokyo Power and Electric, did store the 600,000-plus fuel rods on top of the reactors that blew sky high. And why they built the reactors on a fault line. That's because radiation is good for you. And so it's good to build on fault lines in a tsunami zone on the coast, and it's good to store the spent fuel rods on top of the live reactors because the radiation is good. See, I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist anymore and question things. When the Bill of Rights is violated, I'll just say that's a conspiracy theory when the government admits they're listening to us without warrants. Or when they set up illegal federally funded checkpoints, or when the TSA sets up checkpoints on highways. Sure, it's unconstitutional. Sure, radiation's deadly. Sure, DU's bad for the troops. Sure, fractional reserve banking is bad for the economy. But I can wave a magic Ann Coulter wand, and then that will make everything okay. And you know, folks, we don't really get into Ann Coulter here. I'm not bashing her just to bash her. She has completely discredited herself and discredited some of the good things she talks about. She says she likes Ron Paul. She says that we should end some of these wars because we're bankrupt. But now that kind of discredits the serious things she talks about by being such a willing tart for the nuclear power industry. Okay. Let me punch up the phone calls here. JB, Jamie, Kevin, Scott, William, and others. We are going to get to you here in just a few minutes, and I'm going to get more into this later in the broadcast in more detail because there's so much news on it. But right now, let me just give you some of the basic new developments going on. Big France 24 television. Big national TV reports, we are not at war, says Fillon. 3 days after the start of the international military mission over Libya, French Prime Minister defended France's involvement in Libya during Tuesday's parliamentary debate. Opening the debate on French involvement in Libya, French Prime Minister reiterated, or I would say regurgitated, the intervention was intended to stop attacks against Libyan civilians and nothing more. He went on to say, we are not at war with Libya, really. You've got ground forces preparing to invade. There's bombardments all over the country, including government buildings. If that's not a war, what is? I guess a no-fly zone now means a full bombardment and a prepared ground invasion and rebels being armed out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt through Western Egypt into Eastern Libya. Now, if that isn't a war, I don't know what is, but the French Prime Minister says that it's not a war. And Ann Coulter says radiation's good for you. So, again, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. Being a conspiracy theorist is questioning government, is being informed, is not being a chump, not being a sucker. But I want to be establishment. So I agree, this is not a war. Kind of like we have video clips. In fact, get that one ready from MSNBC in 2007 when Senator Biden, soon to be candidate Biden at the time for vice president, Biden said that if Bush attacked Iran, he would move for total impeachment because you've got to have a congressional – you really under the law, you're supposed to have a declaration of war and then orders to the president. But now, you know, they started eroding that by setting up these little congressional – statements or these congressional authorizations that are these blank checks to use force. Now, I mean, if you're not going to have a declaration of war, why even have the authorization? Which, because, I mean, if you're going to be unconstitutional, why not go the whole way? Why not have the UN last Thursday night announce that there needed to be a no-fly zone and bombardment and possible invasion, and then have the UN pass the resolution and then debate it on Friday, and then on Saturday, attacks are launched on Libya. No statement from Congress, not even an attempt by the president, who was busy getting ready to go to South America on his trip where he was universally decried and protested, and where protesters had rubber bullets fired at him. But again, if Gaddafi fires rubber bullets at people, we've got to invade, or if Syria does. But and of course, they lied about him strafing crowds and running away to Venezuela. I mean, the point is, the guy's not a nice guy, but they're exaggerating, they're lying, and they've got a double hypocritical standard. So that's all going on. Camp Lejeune, Marines to Libya. Local television, WCTI 12, is reporting, and they've got the Marine commander of the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit, 2,200 Marines of the MEU, saying their mission is to help in the violence in Libya and that they're being delivered to the troop landing ships in the Mediterranean. Quote, in Libya right now, they're doing exactly what we need them to do. They are doing what they are told, and right now that's protecting Libyan people against Gaddafi's forces, said Captain Timothy Patrick, a Marine with the 26th MEU. And they go on to update the article. The Marines put out the statement that the UN Security Council towards resolving the unrest in Libya includes the removal of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's forces from major cities. These latest strikes by the MEU aimed at preserving the sanctity of the city and the safety of the civilians within in an effort to safeguard the Libyan populace and infrastructure in and around the city of Adjabiyah, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, A-J-D-A-B-I-Y-A-H, from further attacks by the regime forces. The 26th MEU, as part of the Joint Task Force Odyssey Dawn, launched a second round of strikes by AV-8B Harrier jump jets. And then again, they're delivering with 2,200 troops for possible ground invasion. You know, when that F-15E crashed outside of Benghazi, that's al-Qaeda, globalist allied held. I mean, that's London Telegraph, CNN, the bold, wonderful, heroic al-Qaeda. I don't agree with that. I don't like al-Qaeda. But again, I'm the bad guy. I'm the anti-American. Remember, I don't like the troops having their death benefits stolen secretly 11 years ago now in Bloomberg and AP. I'm evil. I mean, I'm really a bad guy. And you can hate me because I'm not for al-Qaeda. I'm sorry. I'm not for Gaddafi either, but I'm really not for al-Qaeda. I'm not for Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News reporting, secretly hanging out at the Pentagon getting orders, then running every major attack inside the U.S. and Europe, from the shoe bomber to the underwear bomber to the Fort Hood killer to everybody involved in the 7/7 bombings in London in 2005. So Camp Lejeune Marines head to Libya. Well, the coalition's not going too well. Who's in charge? Germans pull forces out of NATO as Libyan coalition falls apart. But I forgot to finish the other point. When that jet crashed, they report that a army helicopter coming to rescue the pilots attacked and shot a bunch of people, shot six people. But the father of the little boy who may have his leg amputated says he loves America, hates Gaddafi, and he understands. And the pilots were aided by local residents who are not fans of Gaddafi. We can't say they're al-Qaeda. We don't know. And then the helicopter came and just opened up on them, even though they were reportedly cheering them, and they delivered the pilots to them. But, hey, they're brown people. Kill them immediately. And the father is like, thank you so much for blowing part of my son's leg off. That's actually in the news as well. So, again, he'd make a good American. He's like, thank you for attacking us. Oil tops $105 per barrel. Oil rising again. Gasoline prices flat, but experts say that they will keep climbing due to the overall increased cost of crude oil. Obama seeks to break impasse over Libya and over the fact that a whole bunch of the NATO members are either threatening to remove themselves or removing themselves. And again, that's in the Mail story, the Daily Mail. Deep divisions between Allied forces currently bombing Libya worsened today as the German military announced it's pulling forces out of NATO over the continued disagreement over who will lead the campaign. Germany didn't send its forces. Now they're, quote, pulling out of NATO partially. A German military spokesman said it was canceling two frigates and AWACS surveillance plane crews from the Mediterranean after fears that they would be drawn into the conflict if NATO takes over control from the U.S. The infighting comes as a heated meeting of NATO ambassadors yesterday failed to resolve the 28-nation alliance should run the operation to enforce the U.N. mandated no-fly zone diplomat said. See, what's Obama doing here? He's a globalist. He hands us over to the Federal Reserve. He takes the baton from Bush, accelerates the looting, giving things left cover, suppressing his base of moronic idiots, then of childlike morons. I mean, he's expanded the wars, the torture, the wiretapping. You so-called liberals who love to moralize about Bush, now you hail his wars. You worship them. You get off on them. You say it's good. I was watching MSNBC the other night. They're doing it. This is disgusting. But notice what Obama's done. For the first time in America's 235-year history, the president openly took orders from the United Nations and did not even pretend to consult Congress. Just that's totally being removed from the equation. The emperor doesn't need his regional governors anymore. That's impossible. Who will maintain over the bureaucracy? Fear will keep the local systems in line. Fear of the NATO war machine. So he's delivered us under UN control, and now NATO is taking control of the operation from the United States. See, that's what this is all about. Foreign gaggles of bureaucrats, unelected, running our military, running our banking, running our government. JB, Jamie, Kevin, Scott, William, your call's coming up in the next two segments. Then we're going to look at food price increases, the economy, the Federal Reserve saying the U.S. approaching insolvency. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If we don't enforce it as the rightful sovereigns of this republic, We are slaves. That is the history of the world, the history of civilization. And I do not have words to express to you how grievous an injury to our republic it is to have NATO running the military operations, the Congress never consulted, the United Nations giving the order. Those statements stand on their own, just like 6 years ago when the SPP was signed, the Security Prosperity Partnership for North American Union, and it was secret. Judicial Watch sued. I talk about this a lot because it's so key, and got thousands of pages of documents. We cover it in Endgame, and the first thing in the event, in the meeting, is we must integrate North America by stealth. Now, a month ago, they formalized the North American security perimeter and publicly admitted that the treaty will have Mexican and Canadian troops operating in the U.S. for civil insurrection. Now, that's in major newspapers, Ottawa Citizen, Associated Press. No one covers it. I beg powerhouses like Glenn Beck to talk about that. But see, he never will criticize the Pentagon. It's not our military. It's run by traitors. The average person in the military joined because they care about liberty. But they don't get promoted. The scumbags that'll torture people to death do. And then our name, our country, gets trashed when our country's being used by the New World Order. Not in our name. Not in the United Nations' name. Remember Michael New refusing to go under UN command in Bosnia, in Macedonia? Now there's not even a discussion about this. This is a big deal. And I commend the Drudge Report. He's been leading with it, pointing out that it's unconstitutional. But who else is covering it? You know, we are. I saw it on our Facebook yesterday. Then I saw it on Drudge today with Biden up there saying he would impeach anybody. And I said I'd go to your calls, but I've got to play this clip. Here's Biden on MSNBC saying he would go after Bush for impeachment in the U.S. Senate if he launched a war against Iran without congressional approval. Here it is.
You said that if the President of the United States had launched an attack on Iran without congressional approval, that would have been an impeachable offense. Do you want to review
Absolutely.
That comment you made? Well, how do you stand on that now?
Yes,
do you
think I do. I want to stand by that comment I made. The reason I made the comment was as a warning. The reason I don't say those things lightly, Chris. You've known me for a long time. I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee for 17 years, or its ranking member. I teach separation of powers and constitutional law. This is something I know. So I got together and brought a group of constitutional scholars together to write a piece that I'm going to deliver to the whole United States Senate, pointing out the president has no constitutional authority to take this nation to war against a country of 70 million people unless we're attacked or unless there is proof that we are about to be attacked. And if he does, I would move to impeach him. The House obviously has to do that, but I would lead an effort to impeach him. The reason for my doing that, I don't say it lightly.
By the way, you don't need to be a constitutional law scholar and a lawyer. That's 101 that Congress declares war. I mean, that is 101. But notice, Congress doesn't control the issuance of our currency and credit. Private Federal Reserve does. Now Congress doesn't even have a say or doesn't even try to stand up and have a say. That's an even bigger issue. This happened last Thursday. Obama went along with the attack Friday. It's now Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 5 days later into the attack. And not a word from Congress saying, hey, you can't do that. Talk about a servile, disgusting group, and disgusting Republicans are all going along with it. It's only a few Democrats that are against it. That tells you everything you need to know about those servile Republicans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.